G'day, Matt. How are you?
How you doing, man?
I am fucking awesome.
It's Wakey and the fucking Mad Dog here, and this is Billboard and Ad Nauseam yet again. And this time, what do we got, Wayne?
Well, we got something really special and heartwarming. We got the country music charts, and we're checking out the charts.
Dude, there's an O in right country, now. Remember?
There's a U in country, too. We've got
country and Western charts.
Well, we're doing the same old thing. We're going from 10 to 1 in the top 10 charts there. And we're also looking at the songs on YouTube. We've got them listed on our website if you want to go through and click on them and check out what we're having a giggle to.
Oh, that's another job to do. But yeah, basically you load up your podcast, you load up our webpage, and you can click the links to every video. We've thought it all out for you because that's just a thoughtful pricks we are. But given that last week was a bit Christian, we thought you can't just go straight back to Satan Town. We had to.
How many albums
off.
Did you buy last week from what we looked at?
I tell you what, I joined those groups on Facebook and a few little godfisters on pilgrimages have gone, hey, I'm a fan of Francesca Bertinelli as well. Can we be like Antioch friends and you know, catch up every Sunday? And I'm like, no, I'm too busy fisting the devil.
I thought you were fully shitting me when you said that you were going to do that.
I did. It shows up on your profile and Matt is some god-bothering cunt.
Cool.
So it's a bit unfortunate, really, but that's what happens. You know, you come all the way to Geelong, you get a bit into it, you're having a bit too much fun, and suddenly you're a fan of a Christian chart top tenner.
Next, you'll be writing songs for Hillsongs and submitting them. You'll be getting turned down left, right, and centre.
Yeah, I'll be on the Mormon payroll or one of those, Hillsong like Scientologists where you're getting income, like the level you are, whatever.
Oh, I don't know if they're that if they're that way inclined. It's definitely what there definitely is there is that you have to be part of the congregation, and then and they've got all these little bands in each one. So like you know you turn up to the Melbourne CBD one, it's going to be different to the Geelong one, and
Geelong's just different, period.
Yeah, everyone writes their songs, and it has to be all originals, and the band there has to jam it out and play it, and then everyone gets into them. And if they don't get into them, then they don't have the ability to be signed to Hillsongs.
Ooh,
no kidding. So like you actually are playing it all live at the church.
Dude, if you don't a Hillsong gig, you're not telling us about.
I researched it a bit too much, didn't I?
You were hanging out in the studio one day looking for your next coke hit.
I know a bloke who does it.
he knows a bloke.
Yeah, people. I can't say because he might listen to this, and then he'll. Then I don't get any godforsaken favours out of him.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of godforsaken favours, my mum says hi, but anyway.
She doesn't ever. She's gagged, man. She's been ball gagged for months.
more like that, but I know my mum well enough to know what it means. But should we start with number 10?
Why not? Yep.
Look at this fucking curly, bloody country and western fuck. His name's Kenny Chesney.
Dear, I don't reckon this guy has ever ridden a wild bull in his life or tamed a horse by whispering to it.
He looks like he drives a Prius, but when he goes to the country in Western and Warriors, he's got his big F-100. He's peaked at number one. How?
What? Kenny Chesney?
Kenny G's brother. Kenny Chesney.
But this one's even better at finding his brother's G spot than Kenny is. He's not a saxophonist. What is it that he plays? A clarinet. Now that thing can find the G spot.
Chesney plays a G. Oh, it's long enough.
Yeah, but, it's got all the little fixtures on it.
Those reeds, man, they hit. And he's already got a 5-star rating on YouTube from 428,000 fucking views.
So. I'm giving up on YouTube's ratings. Last week, every single fucking Christian song on it had a 5 stars.
Some record company schmoes going in there and ranking it up. But anyway, this is...
Only one person. Listen to the fucking thing. Actually, how many listen to this? 400,000. 28,000.
428,000.
Oh, that's a fuckload of people.
Let's find out what all this shit staring's about. This is Kenny Chesney.
Bring it on, Kenny.
Better Than a Memory at number 10. Oh, it's a bit somber, man. Can you come closer? I need a shoulder to cry on.
Ooh. No, you can lean on my lap and just rest your head down there.
Then you'll be crying white tears.
He sounds like, I gave you my heart.
You reckon he'll mention red, white, and blue pickups or beer or the love of his life?
A combination of all four. Yeah. The love of his life, bleeding, red. He's just beating her up.
Yeah. I just beat up my mom because my girlfriend wasn't around.
Fucking depressing.
It is a bit. He hasn't got a music video, by the way. I thought it was, but it's just a black screen with a title.
I want to see him moving, dancing, swinging his guitar behind his back.
Oh, it's building up. Can you feel it?
Yeah,
it's like
I
a
can
Kenny
feel
Rogers
it.
Song. In fact, I think it is Kenny Rogers. That's Kenny Rogers' son or something. I'm putting
the only
out
thing
there.
That could improve this is a big power chord coming in soon.
Oh, there'll be one. There'll be a power chord somewhere. Is country and western just country and power ballad? Have we worked it out? Or is it just the Scorpions
it's
with shorter hair?
It's all four chords. There's just nothing, no originality in this at all.
Oh, there's a snare drum building up.
Yeah.
Sounds like they've put like three cloths over the snare drum to mute it.
They've just missed all the big drum intro.
Oh. It's building up now.
Yeah, he's got the power beats happening.
Yeah.
The only thing that they're missing is the,
whoa, the
way
video.
Overdone reverb on his voice.
Yeah, now it's a massive sunset. There's a tad of compression on there, but oh, there's four more minutes of this shit. This is a 6 minute fucking depressing
fucking
song.
Hell, how did he get 6 minutes?
All right, I'm
3 minutes
one.
30.
All right, he's fucking getting rated down. Oh, I've got to sign into rate. Okay.
Do it in a minute.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll derate them as we're going along.
Yeah.
I definitely, this, how could he be number one? This is music to suicide too.
It's no wonder truckies just fucking sit on your ass trying to kill you, it's because they listen to this shit.
When you're off your fucking tits on goofballs and you're driving how much do those things weigh? 80 tons sometimes?
Oh, give or take, yeah.
Yeah, and you're tripping off your nut, you're speeding, you're waiting to pick up a 16-year-old hitchhiker who's just run away from mummy and daddy.
Yeah.
Sticker in the back of your tray truck. And then this comes on the radio. You just want to run into a tree.
I can't. It's just got to go.
You.
Yeah.
Well, that was a complete anti-climax to the beginning.
Oh, yeah. 17 weeks in the charts with that horse shit.
Yeah, that is pedestrian rock. Pedestrian country rock.
Do you reckon the producer went, Kenny, we just need something that goes along the and if you can work out words to that, I can make you number one for 17 yeah. fucking weeks. And he's
come
gone.
On, Kenny, give us the gold, mate. We know you've got it in you. Your last song was called I'm Walking Really Slow, and now this song comes. You know, his next one's going to be number two. It's not going to. He can't top this.
I'm guessing there's a bit of a pattern here. Look, I'm just looking at the avatar pictures here. You're either just morally depressing in a 10-gallon hat and you just want to fucking top yourself to it.
And his lily white shirt.
Yeah, or you're just awesome fucking, you know, cover porn, because there's a few hot-looking chicks which we'll get to, and there's Keith Urban, which, you know, I'm not into that sort of thing, but clearly chicks dig it, you know?
Yeah, for sure, that...
Porn has made it into country and western people.
They're looking, all the guys are clean cut, but a little bit scruffy looking.
A little bit disheveled, that designer truck stubble.
They've just jumped off a thoroughbred horse after herding some sheep or cows.
Yeah, because their producers fucking said, you fuck that horse, I'll make it. And that cow.
Then you fuck me like a horse or that cow.
And then you make it to the country chart. Maybe the pop charts, we don't know.
Yeah, they've instead of the casting couch, they've got the casting cow. You have to actually come up and do this big freaking cow. Oh, you've got to do it in front of all of the record execs, and they're
now
rating
you. Put
that
Vegemite in your cup, boy, and hold it by the horns now. That'll give you a big old cow lick.
Now this one, we call him Big Jim, because like this is a bull, and is quite big, you know.
Speaking of big, Miranda Lambert, number nine, she's having a big hootenanny on the Columbia record label.
And she's been doing some snorting some gunpowder and lead.
I was going to say, speaking of snorting, Columbia is where the coke's coming from. It just also happens to be a major record label. So yeah. The majors are in the country in a big way. So Miranda Lambert, gunpowder and lead. That's, oh, dude.
Let's listen. She's cute.
Let's listen. She's looking a bit cute. There's a pickup in the first still of the fucking video. And she's worth a full screen.
Yeah.
Is that, that's a steel guitar, isn't it? Or a dulcimer?
Yeah, yeah, that's a...
Oh, man, she's walking...
I think it's steel.
Hey?
That's yeah. Pretty sure it's steel.
She's walking down the highway in that of a decent she's, porno movie.
She's waiting for that truckie that I was talking about before.
Oh, she's got fucking good hips and a big brown bag full of dildos. And she's got a, she's got beers, all right.
Oh, I totally do her. She's hot.
Oh, man, there's no one around. You just take her in the trees. Oh, she's got a propane gas bottle and a gazebo
she's
and a shotgun.
She's doing all the cliches.
Holy fuck, she's sitting there with a... A fucking pump action gun. Oh, she
sounds
she's
a bit
real
like
man.
Alana Morissette.
Holy fuck. I like this chick so
so do I.
I'm a country and western fan, Wayne Dog. Oh yeah, hang on, I'm Matt Dog.
Matt Dog.
We've got hybrid names. Lil Wayne. She's got a half case of Bud, which is, you know, decent for Americans. It's 10:30 in the morning apparently.
Oh, that's the American Bud, not the Australian or Amsterdam Bud.
Yeah. The strong shit. Oh, now she's on the floor fucking with her gun and her beers.
Now she's got a dog sniffing at her crotch.
Yeah, it's because she had Vegemite be on her minge before and, you know, no one else is around. It's a
country. She's got the casting Alsatian.
Oh, she's got a slapper stand. Do you see it? Like,
yeah.
Just above her ass, the old ass antlers.
Of course I saw it. I'm watching.
Sorry, you know.
Oh. She is
lighting
stellar.
Up that smoke like she's sucking on a big wang. Oh, now that boyfriend's banging on the door, but watch out, boyfriend. She's got a massive fucking 12-gauge shotgun. I don't know my guns, but it looks like a something.
This is actually a pretty awesome film clip. Because you know how America's so gay with their smoking laws?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting pretty well like that too.
Yeah.
All the advertisement for it, you're not allowed to do it, and she's smoking in a freaking film clip.
Dude, I gotta put it forward. I'm nominating this chick for the Wank Bank.
Yeah, she's there.
Fucking, I think she's number one in the Wank Bank.
Yep,
like,
definitely.
Rihanna in her little fucking military tank top versus
that's
this off gauge and a shoddy.
Nah, I'd take this chick any day.
And now she's got a shovel like she's going to fucking bury someone. It's
yeah,
a pretty
she just
big
shot
shovel.
Her boyfriend. Now she's going out to the paddock.
Don't
bang
at her
hole.
Fucking door, yeah. Oh, she's got a big old coon dog behind her.
Yeah, put your back into it, bitch.
She's digging a fucking... Oh, man, I've never seen a sexier grave digger.
Yeah.
This is fucking awesome.
This is the hottest film clip I've seen in a long time. Even though there's a lot of cliches, this chick is... She's doing it for me.
Man, look, we came into this all cynical, like, you know, it was a good sojourn on the way back from Christianville, but...
Yeah, and how long is the song?
Hey! And she fucking shoots him. Miranda Lambert, you have made the wank bank!
Woohoo!
Oh, man,
that wasn't me
every...
clapping, that was actually happening.
That was your wank
balls slapping. All right.
Chicks with shotguns. can we watch that again?
Yeah, I want to hear the chorus because it was sort of a bit...
Ooh.
We laughed over it.
I mean, I'm going to be stupid my old lady tonight. Fucking chick with shotgun. Fucking, we'll watch it again. This has never, ever happened. She's got her beers and she's getting in the pickup truck. No, we need some self-control, man. We really do.
All right, next song.
Oh, fuck.
All right, what is
too
next
soon,
song?
Man.
Keith Anderson, I Still Miss You. He's on Columbia too. Hasn't moved. He peaked at 8. Last week he was 8, and this week he's 8. And he's been in the charts for 24. Wow.
See,
all factors of 8.
Stillborn, yeah. Ooh, 888. That's lucky if you're Chinese, but I don't think it acts no yellow, man.
Yeah, I don't know if there's many Chinese who are lucky anymore. They're pretty screwed over.
Well, I got engaged to one. I guess the whole culture's
yeah,
fucked now.
Yeah.
All right, he's playing that now. He's drinking some beers. Got my black guitar. Fuck, get up here, my captain. Fuck, bass music now.
Oh, yeah, he's Irish?
Yeah, he sounds like he's had a Coldplay, doesn't it?
Yeah, I want to hear him do I Will Walk 500 Miles by the Proclaimers.
That's one of their cover tunes when it really gets rousing, you know, the second set. Oh, this is Coldplay, man. This is fucking hideous.
Yeah. Oh, this is pretty lame.
Actually, you know what this reminds me of? Welcome to the sound of pouring rain.
Yeah.
Skid Row. That's even a similar name.
Yeah, you could come in with the Patience, you know, Guns N' Roses Patience chorus in a minute too.
Yeah. And they're all playing like Fender Telecasters, because that's
like
mandatory.
Well, that's the guitar to play.
Yeah.
If you're doing country. You can't really have a Les Paul.
Yeah. Alright, that's a pretty fucking heavy drum sound. But it's still boomy. Hideous.
It's just because it's bad positioning of the microphone.
Alright, if you're watching this video, look at the guitarist on the left. He's fucking Moby.
Whoa.
Moby has gone so low, he has to do, you know, tawdry Skid Row covers in a country and western
context. This guy's so low, he probably stands at 4'2".
Yeah, I reckon they're all our fucking country and western midgets. You got a point there. In 20 years now, there'll be Time Life books. Crazy country and western midgets with Keith Anderson.
Yeah, when they all fail in their music career, which they're bound to.
Oh,
they all go into some like soft porn country midget thing.
Enough country and western midgets. Actually, can you imagine? I'd love to see Boot Scoot and country and western midgets. Like, if we ever have a really cool band. And it's bound to happen now we've got this podcast, let's face it. People are listening, and important people. As soon as they finish getting, like, you know, Keith Urban to fuck that country cow, the casting cow, they're going to go, man, what's the next biggest thing? Podcasting, yeah. Let's get those guys in a band. We'll get some coked up session musos and a fucking producer, and we'll make a fortune out of Little Wayne and Matt Dog.
Yeah, I've already heard them wanking on them, and like they really sound like that they're well hung, so the chicks are going to dig it. We'll get them in really tight Levi's, those bubble gummers, and we'll just get our
well, there's not much in the charts left. I think the next one we are just going to have to fucking slap wangs because, you know, it's what you got to do if you want to make it in this business, you know?
Absolutely crazy is it that in the, all the repeats that we've been noticing in the charts are so not dynamic at the moment, and there's really not much of interest in it at all. They're actually seeming, even though this is our third one, it's tell me if I'm wrong, but is it seeming like there's no real life?
But the world's just not turning, it's just kind of needs a bit of grease. Yeah,
and they're not relevant. They, I don't know, we obviously don't listen to like this kind of music, but they don't sound relevant.
Dude, all this is really poignant and awesome, but at number 7, we have Suzuki Swift. I mean, Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift. And her sister is Taylor Rain.
That'd be awesome.
That would be.
Maybe it is Taylor Rain, the porn star, but she's on Big Machine, which is kind of phallic. I'd love to see her in a Big Machine. Have you seen that thing on the internet called the Sibian?
Yes, that's insane.
Fucking, how cool. I want one in my fucking lounge room, man. Yeah, so when chicks come over,
just strap them on.
Yeah,
and sit back and watch. And they're remote controlled. Some of them are too. And you can just sit there going from 1 to 10. And instead of it being like a dial, what they should do is have a nipple and you just like rub your thumb around.
Yeah. I love the remote control to make it go like 10 or basically 15 foot high. So it's through the roof.
Yeah.
And so they're just riding this fucking Sibian on the roof of your house and cars are crashing as they go past. Like, what? The fuck, you know? Some chick riding a Sibian.
You know how everyone's really into modding their games for World of Warcraft and Gears of War and all of those ones?
Yeah, Gears of War.
Yeah, I want to mod one of those Sibians with a taser on the end of it just to give the chicks a bit of a shock.
Oh, man. All right, well, this is
getting
me too...
That was a bit far.
Yeah, all right, this is Taylor. A little bit... Oh, man, I like it. They fucking come on and come off and come on again.
Yeah.
It's
just shocking.
This chick is fucking hot. Like, I think she's unconditionally in the wank bang.
Yeah, she got there before.
Yeah, we were watching her warm up. I mean, there might be a shit song, but let's hear it.
She's basically wearing a
cowboy
90,
boots
a dressing,
up to the knee.
Yeah.
Fucking very see-through 90. Good
see-through
call there,
lingerie.
Oh, she banged like a fucking dunny door, man.
Yeah, in a gale force wind.
Play that guitar, strum it, baby.
Seriously, she is hot.
Oh, yeah. I wish she could do the whole concert bending over, because this is a live video.
Yeah, I wish she could do the whole concert bending over too, Matt.
Holy shit.
Good.
But fuck, man, what I hate about this is, like, the live bass player, he's, like, rocking it out.
Yeah.
And, like, he's getting in the way of fucking Taylor Swift.
Wow.
I don't always believe she's singing and playing, too. Which is almost as good as kneeling and stroking. Fuck me, country and western is doing things to me, man. Like,
this is actually not a bad song.
Alright, you're reading the profile there. Has she ever been a porn star, or was she ever to be?
Well, she wanted Taylor Swift. She began her life singing, motivated by her grandma, who was a professional opera singer.
Was her grandma as hot as her?
No, doesn't really say.
Because, you know, have you ever done the grandma and the granddaughter? That would kind of be hot.
That would be totally awesome. You do the G MILF and the illegal MILF.
The GILF and the...
And the pre-MILF.
The GILF and the ILF, yeah.
Yeah, the...
Oh, man, she's got some emo guitarist and a banjo player, but she's still fucking hot.
Oh, the backing singers are tidy as, too. Oh, guys, you've got to check out this track on our site. Click on the YouTube link of Taylor Swift. This is wank material.
Oh, man, she's more animate than the
She's obviously not playing that guitar because she stopped playing a few times to wave.
Oh, dude, how many fucking guitarists has she got on stage?
Yeah, enough.
Yeah.
To play this four chords.
I'm not dissing her. Look at her ass under that little fucking chintzy piece of material, man. She's shaking hands with the crowd now.
No, that's not a hand she's shaking, man. She's jerking some dude off in the front row.
Fucking, you didn't tell me you was in Nashville watching the Taylor Swift concert.
I paid premium price for those tickets.
Oh, she's got to grab your cock like that, and it looked like a hand. I've got to admit, have you got a five finger? Was that the baby's fist without holding the apple?
Yeah, how's this? it was a grapefruit. Here we go.
Baby's fist holding
when she was 12 years old, she picked up She picked up a guitar, practicing 4 hours a day until her fingers started to bleed. Then she stopped and never played again, I guess.
That's harsh. She's got a headset too, which kind of means she can move around more, but unfortunately
She's still in high school.
Oh, you're telling me this chick's jailbait? She looks
it
way
looks
too
like
old.
It, yeah, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. If she's been in the country puts at least 10 years on, I don't give a fuck. That means she's old enough.
Yeah, she's still a high school student, it says.
All right, we've got to stop it there. I'm not...
Well, we just probably, talk too much about her. We should have found out how old she was before.
So she's an illegal fuck, so she's an ILF.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind.
Yeah, well, come to think of it, neither do I. She's still in the wank bank. A couple more footy seasons, she's bona fide in the wank bank, but...
Yeah, you she know, looks if there's grass on the pitch.
But something we've got to move on real quick with here. Keith Urban, number 6. You look good in my shirt. So let's just get on
with
it,
shall we? 19 years old.
Oh, I thought they get stay in school a bit longer over there. So she's perfectly legal in this state. Just get her out of fucking buttfuck Tennessee and it's okay to shag her.
Is it? Thanks.
Yeah, just a little tip there, man. You don't want to come across the fucking buttfuck Tennessee buttfuck police. They'll just do shit to you don't want to know about. But here's something scary, Wayne. Little Wayne.
Ooh.
What? Scarier than calling you Little Wayne. Because you know what happens when you do that. But Keith Urban...
I get an action.
He's on the Capitol Nashville label. So that means Capitol of gone country as well. Like, more fucking... You know, variations of major labels, but...
I'd go out on a bit of a limb here and say that either every single major label has their own country offshoot label, or they're already doing country. Like, it seems like a pretty big market. Last week when we were looking at the Christian charts, even though there's so many fundamentalist Christians out there, there still weren't very many YouTube hits on it. Whereas, number 10 had 428,000. That's amazing.
Uh-huh. That's because in the country, I don't get country videos on the YouTube. They filter that shit out, boys. Like in China, how they filter out all them anti-capitalist videos that seem in buttfuck Idaho. You don't get no Nayo and Piles out there. You just get country.
Nayo.
Nayo.
I want to go to buttfuck Idaho. What is that? Buttfuck.
You ain't never coming back the same way you came, though. But all right, we just got to kill this puppy, all right?
All right.
I just fucking run it. I think this is going to be very riff-laden, by the way. Oh, it's a live video.
Ooh. It's a bit more up-tempo.
Oh, he's a New Zealander, so should we hold that against him?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, cool. Because he tries to be Aussie.
Even if he was Aussie, I'd hold it against him.
The drummer looks like he's from the fucking Grateful Dead. You see that shit? Oh, I'll maximise it so little Wayne can see it.
Yeah.
He thinks he's a Jimi Hendrix of fucking country, doesn't he? Yeah. He riffs out a bit. You're a Playboy centerfold, mate. Just get over it. You're not going to impress the boys. A Playgirl centerfold, I should say.
Oh, the chicks are loving it, though.
Yeah.
He looks a bit like one of my mates, Mark, who's the drummer out of Alan Campbell.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Shit. He's rocking pretty hard for a country song. I'll give him credit. He's got more marshals than Johnny Ramone used to have fucking there. All these marshal heads sitting there.
Put Spinal Tap to shame.
Yeah. Man, this is just like Bruce Springsteen and shit. This is not country. All right.
Born to rock.
Country tinge shit.
I would hazard a guess that his guitar is not even in the mix.
Yeah.
Look how many guitarists he's in. There's like two other guitarists.
Yeah.
And they're just not getting any shot. You just see them sneaking in the corner. There you go.
At least they've got the other two guitarists on stage. Yeah.
An acoustic and two electrics and a bass. He ain't playing nothing.
Oh, man. Oh, fucking hell. Four guitarists.
Four guitarists.
Oh, I think it was a bass player, but anyway.
Was that one?
I'm not sure.
Was it? Playing acoustic bass.
There's more guitarists than Turbo Negro, man.
Where's Euro Boy? I can imagine him just getting up and ripping out a rip that would blow their brains out through the back of their skulls.
Keith Purbin would hate that because Euro Boy just fucking rocks.
Yeah, he'd destroy.
But this has inspired me, right? I thought there'd be a whole lot more fucking patriotism in the USA.
Well, he's singing in an American accent.
Yeah, not bad for a Kiwi, bro.
Yeah. Hey, bro, mate, yeah.
Hey, I saw Shirley Garbage once, right? And Shirley Manson didn't speak much between songs because she was like, hey, fucking Scotland is garbage. I'm Shirley fucking Manson.
It's just shut up, bitch, and let the Americans do the talking. Otherwise, we're not going to sell.
Oh, I mean, they're permanently being the wank bank. All you've got to do, Shirley Manson, is get a song out. This has got nothing to do with Keith Urban, by the way, but I don't give a fuck.
Whoa, look at the chicks. They want to jerk him off.
Yeah, he's jumped in the audience and, he's drowning in poon juice right now.
Yeah. And there's some pretty tasty looking chicks in the audience.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't really do this at many gigs.
Oh, that was what that Wangstop was about.
Look
Sorry,
how right polite they are. One chick's rubbing his left leg.
They're getting in there.
Yeah.
And the drummer keeps playing, but yeah.
Actually, one dude's trying to rub his leg too.
Well, you know. That's some chick's something. Trying to do the fucking Satan sign, but she's got her thumb wrong. What a fucking cop. But, I bet, like, Keith, the same as Shirley Manson, would get on stage and go, yeah, sure, bro, I'm a country western singer, eh? Here's some more latest tune, eh, bro?
Yeah, that's classic. He just gave away his guitar and signed it. Signed his guitar and then he gave it away.
Further proof he was never playing at the... Yeah. Oh, my God, she's going to rip that guitar hard tonight. Look how she's gripping it.
She's going to be fucking him. He actually wrote his number down. Nicole Kidman, she's been popping the baby out. And meanwhile, Keith Urban's out.
Look, he's just
some,
out of rehab. Look at him go.
Getting some pussy out of the audience.
In the wagon again,
She's moving towards the front of the stage.
I bet he's a tight ass. Like, I reckon she's going to be backstage and she has to give the...
Yeah, but big deal. She'll have to... be on her back when she gives it back.
Yeah, well, that Grateful Dead drummer fucking takes about 10 hours to calm down her throat. Yeah,
how's the Grateful Dead mixer?
Oh, he's got a Les Paul gold top now. He's got another guitar.
How's the Grateful Dead mixer? The bear, he for the last 30 years he hasn't eaten anything apart from meat. He's like the opposite to a vegetarian. He's a vegetarian. Yeah.
Oh, dude, can you remember years ago we were talking about making a line of fucking...
Of course I can. The vegetables.
Yeah. The vegetables, yeah. Like meat root and potatoes. Yeah. And girls, all these kids are fucking meat deprived. Marrots were going to be fucking great.
Yeah, because we got onto that. We were, Matt and I were at a barbecue beside the Yarra River, and it was for work Christmas break. I don't know what it was.
Oh, it was seriously fucked. There were so many accountants and shit.
Yeah, and there's a few people, vegetarians, and they actually got the vegetarian sausages, which everyone's seen before, and we were just saying, why shape vegetables like meat? Like, are you that retarded that you think that you're going to fool yourself into eating a meat-looking product that's just vegetable? Are you craving meat that much? So we ended up coming up with some pretty radical product lines.
But the looks on the accountant's faces, all those fucking 9-to-5 nerds, which I guess we are, but no, we're
we
cool.
Are.
Yeah.
We're nerve.
Yeah. What a way to make a living, but
Oh, Dolly, do it for me. See, there's no fucking Dolly in this. But like Taylor Swift should take a cue out of Taylor Rain, her namesake, and get some boob jobs.
Put some real porn into fucking country. Just put that bonus DVD in the CD and I'll buy it.
But yeah.
You know, if anyone...
A bikini one where she's dancing with a gun in a bikini. And the gun is hooked up to one of those symbionts.
Oh, yeah.
She's just riding it.
That'd be cool.
It's not firing blanks either.
Miranda Lambert with a 12-gauge and, yeah, Taylor Swift with a symbiont. They could take each other on.
Okay, we digress to number five on the charts is Sugarland.
Yeah, before we get into that, and I've got a whole rant based on that. Don't you worry about that. If anyone works at either a fucking veggie, hippo, fucking veggie lesbian joint making meat substitutes, and anyone works in an abattoir... Get in touch at billboard.us and fucking, we want to make vegetables happen,
email
man.
Email us. We know what the people want.
Yeah, these one pasty, gaunt, grey-looking vegetarians, we're going to fix them up. You know, they might not take off now, but in 40 years' time, all these kids with the fucking veggie lesbians are going to need... they've never eaten meat. They're going to need something to bridge the gap.
Yeah, there's also a big burgeoning religion with all of the Muslims and the Jews, and we can...
Jewslums.
Yeah, Jewslums, we can get them to eat their meat ham products, but they're all
kosher ham. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But there's nothing in it. It's just potato peels.
That could work.
Yeah.
Make a fortune.
Sometimes I think that, you know, when you're feeling really sick and you every day when you're feeling really sick and you eat something and it tastes like another food because your taste buds are all screwed up because you're feeling shit. Have you ever done that?
Oh, I just wake up and taste a hook isn't blowing my fucking tongue every day. Does that count?
Yeah, of course it counts, but it doesn't really make too much sense in the context of this. But have you ever had like a, a strawberry and it's tasted like a peach and you've just... Because you're really sick and your brain's just turned on somewhere.
Taylor Swift's little fucking country and western peach in my tongue.
I don't know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, I know. So things taste like other things, but I mean, this wing stop's getting out of hand, mate. Sorry, we've got to get back on the bus. Sugarland, you think something's implied?
Yeah, I reckon they're doing their coke stop went for too long. Now they're on number four.
Number four, and they've peaked at five. So hang on.
It's a pretty psychedelic looking cover. We're looking at the album cover now, and it looks basically like it's come from the 60s.
Old school Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Oh, a chick with a surfboard. Guy with a... Why are they all playing black guitars?
Black is back.
This must be from the soundtrack to a movie or something. No.
Whoa, this sucks.
Yeah, I'm a bit Fleetwood Mac-y or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, at least Fleetwood Mac had Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, and she's just got childbearing hips and a fucking ass face. And this chick's surfing on a surfboard wearing boardies, and she looks fucking hideous, quite frankly. Hat full of busted assholes floating on a surfboard in the Pacific.
That is really freaking sad. I don't mind if you stop this and just move on.
That isn't even country. Oh, she's hot, actually. There was some chick with raven hair. No, this is dead.
That's gone. Yep, that's woeful. Well, I haven't even really got a comment about that.
Sugarland, fucking... Sugar bland is my comment. That was just
maybe
wank.
They should do some sugar and make the songs a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
Why don't they get in contact with Neo and get some blow off him?
Yeah, go and get contact with Neo. Give me some blow. Make your career happen, yo. Now, this sounds like a private school boy's name. There's a few big, like, maybe he's from Geelong Grammar. Montgomery Gentry at number four.
It's not Montgomery Cliff, honey.
but Montgomery Gentry, back when I knew it all, so...
Montgomery Cliff, actually, it was, you know that actor?
I don't know.
He was sort of like a Clark Gable kind of...
was he?
Yeah, but earlier on, and he was meant to have a whopping big todger.
Oh, you're thinking of Errol Flynn, are you?
Yeah, Errol Flynn was meant to have a pretty big schlong too.
Fucking stooped half of it. He was legendary for shagging him and two other blokes, movie stars, went to Miami or Vegas or something just to have a bender.
Yeah.
And Errol Flynn actually fucked a chick on her honeymoon. And he was good enough, so the chick just said, fuck this, I'm doing it. I don't care if the wedding's off.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's a fucking dude right
and
there.
And the husband getting married to a husband-to-be, he probably watched Jackin' yeah. Off and then just went, this is the best fucking honeymoon I could ever imagine.
Go, Errol, yeah.
You know, 9 months later, send him a Happy Father's Day card.
All right, speaking of, we've got the black body country and western mafia here. Number 4, Montgomery Gentry, back when...
And that guy's got a flat top.
And he's just ripping off the birds here, actually. Yeah. I think he just sampled them, actually. Proper music. Oh, now he's trying to blend in with it.
This is pretty sad.
I think it's peaked already. Oh, he's gone the pickup angle. I bet he says something about good old USA. This is one of those static videos on YouTube where it's just images.
I'm sick of that. How hard is it to make a film clip? You pick up a 303, a shovel, a six-pack of Bud, and you walk around a road. That's a film clip.
Dude. That was the best fucking music video I've seen in any genre ever.
Miranda Lambert, was it? No.
Miranda Lambert, yeah.
Yeah, it was Miranda Lambert.
Fucking wholeheartedly endorse her in everything she ever does from now on. Picture a beer and something. Oh, it's like he had a checklist to write the song. All right, boys, we need a pickup. We need a picture of beer. We need to wear big hats.
We need some gasoline and some black shirts. We need a dude who looks slightly retarded looking standing to my left with a flat top.
Uh-huh. He's got to look like country western version of an ass, but he got to have black hair.
Yeah, they've got to start listening to Vanilla Ice. Ice Ice Baby.
You reckon these guys have got weird backstage requirements like... two sheep and a Sibian?
Yeah.
So they can just watch the sheep.
Two Sibians and a sheep. they both need one each.
A jar of Vegemite to smear over their genitals so the fucking sheep can... Like,
if
these
they were in the Christian charts, they'd be tying each other down to a cross with a Sibian just ramming them in the ass constantly.
We're going to have to put a picture, links to a Sibian up on our website. Yeah. Just for the ladies.
We'll stick that in the wank bank.
The Sibian has made it the wank bank. I second that. A machine has made it in the wank bank. This is just generic shit. I can't stand it. It has to go.
It has no feeling or life at all. Yeah. And you could barely notice the transition from verse to chorus. It was pretty lame.
Yeah, and it was. What do they do? It's like everything else was just real crispy, and that's just a real thick, meaty foundation of just
There was too much bass. Yeah. I think that. What are the drummers aspiring to in country bands? They're like, I can't play any beat apart from 4/4, so that's all. I'm just country, and I can't do drum rolls apart from the most basic boodum boodum boodum.
Oh yeah, and if you do that, it's fucking turn you down.
Yeah,
there's probably at least 3 other drummers on stage based on the amount of guitarists.
If you can play play drums with a 44-gallon hat on and have it. Not move at all.
Can play
all.
Drums with a 44-gallon hard on. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts, but it's the wrong band.
I'm not doing the bass drum in my foot, people.
Yeah, that's Electric Six.
The Gaber. All right, well, that's a number 3. And these, I actually know these guys from somewhere.
Brooks I heard some Electric Six songs from their album.
Yeah?
A chick I know was playing it for me.
You know chicks?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's strange. It really is strange that.
You start fucking them and suddenly you know them,
And their songs aren't too bad.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Weak as film clips, though. You'd think that'd be perverted. But they're not. I checked one out on YouTube.
Well, speaking of YouTube and perverted, here's Brooks and Dunn, number 3, Put a Girl in It. This sounds promising, but I think it might disappoint.
Put a Girl in It? Yeah. What is it? Their ass?
Telecaster riff, yeah. I'm playing about going to my guitar right now and your fucking stage light come on. Classic mullet cutting shit there.
Look at the lighting. This guy has psychedelic lighting coming out of his ass.
Oh, man.
Don't take me home and suck it.
Yeah, what rhymes with truck? I don't know. Brooks, what about fuck?
Oh, right. No, we can't say fuck. was all of our fans from Tennessee.
Well, look at all their moves they're pulling out there. It's like the arthritic Keith Moon.
How can they play with so much lights?
But it seems like if you want to be in the top five, you got to mention pickup in the first 5 seconds.
Is this Garth Brooks?
It might be, actually. Oh, no, it's way too old looking for Garth Brooks. No, that's not Garth Brooks. That Garth Brooks is... did a metal album. Oh, Jesus. There's so many fucking people and lights on stage. There's like one light per person.
Yeah.
See how pixelated...
Could be a Tom Petty riff, that...
Probably is, actually, and Tom Petty rules.
It's really... It's sitting on the edge of my tongue.
What, Satan's cock?
Yeah, well, last night's little effort.
Yeah,
listen to this riff. What is it? Comes up in a second.
Oh, I hear that sleazy bass player. Like, I used to hate shit like that when I played bass. It's like, your only time to shine is that 3 seconds where you're...
They'd shine more if they actually didn't do anything there. They just went, fuck you, I'm not doing it.
I thought they'd be talking a lot about sleazy chicks here, but they're just saying put a girl in it with all this really wanky, like, showy guitar and bass. I'm really not happy with this, I got to admit.
Whoa, some chick's walking out.
Oh, Mac there's going out on stage. You're going to sing a little bit of song for her now.
I was just going to say she's a little pocket rocker, but it looks like she's nearly taller than Brooks.
Man, she looks like she'll be at fucking Centrelink on Wednesday morning, I'm telling you.
Yeah, she's got a bogan mullet cut for sure.
She'll get her little Centrelink paycheck, say she went for a job at Kmart and Coles, and then fucking go and buy a slab of Woody and Coke and get back on the fucking train until the whole slab's drunk.
She's trying out next week, in 2 weeks, for a Symbian model.
Skillsymbian.com, let's register it now, Leno.
Sylph. A Symbian I'd like to fuck.
We could be travelling sales.
Whoa, look at that big smile on her dial. She's one happy little lass being sandwiched in between these two preposterous looking turds.
She's fucking musclier than me.
Yeah, she's ripped.
Tits down her ankles, but fucking
I'd like to
big
see
biceps.
What she could do with those arms.
So she could fist fucking like a tiger, I reckon.
She'd be able to give you a wristy like you've never had before.
Man, this is just status quo with country. I've got to fucking kill it now. It's just towards the end anyway, so fuck you, Brooks.
She was working up a sweat there.
Oh, yeah, I think,
Wow, that was lame.
It was,
I've got to find a new word that's actually lamer than lame, because so many of these songs that we hear really fit into the lame category.
Dude, I'm seeing something here. Another major label, Arista. They've got Arista Nashville.
Oh, yeah? Who's Arista?
They used to have Whitney Houston, who was big back in the day, let's face it.
Wow, she put them on the map, huh?
Yeah, now that Whitney Houston's completely fucked and coked out of
her
nut.
Have you seen some of the pictures of her where her face is... You know how she used to look like Skeletor's little sister? Now she...
Black Skeletor.
Yeah, I am Black Skeletor. Here is my little sister. She's riding a Symbion. She's going to ride it through hell.
It's like a big bone. It's going... No latex on that Symbion.
Yeah, it's like your femur from your leg. Actually, is the femur in your leg? Is that the big one in between your hip and your knee?
You're asking the wrong guy, man.
Well, you know, I'm just not even going to go there. I thought that you were really into taxidermy.
But yeah, I'm not really into like bones aside from the fucking pork.
What about all the murders that you did?
but that's in the past, man.
Fair enough. You didn't pay much attention, I guess. Live for the moment.
What's that chick's name? She was digging a grave before. Fuck, I love that chick. Anyway, we've got two more lame-o fucking pissweeds to get rid of.
There's Alan Jackson.
Good time.
And after Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson was the most popular male country singer of the 90s.
All right. This looks like a pretty big budget video considering everyone else just spent all their money on fucking ugly whores and lights.
Thanks, Steve. Breaking news tonight. I'm in Nashville with country superstar Alan Jackson on the set of his new music
video. He's a superstar, Matt.
Wow. He's so big, he gets to use a highway.
Yeah, so it was a good time. Just kind of fun up tip all day. We were in the studio.
I don't like black people. I just like wearing big hats.
The only black thing I like is my black glasses.
In a very big way, I understand you're hoping to set a new record for the world's longest line dance.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
That's pretty pathetic.
If all the girls were on Sibians, I'd go for it, but they're not. You can't line dance on a Sibian.
Well, I think that you can do a lion while you're doing a Sibian.
Lion Sibian dance, I think. Oh, Jesus, there's guys doing the lion dance as well. I mean,
is that gay? Is that allowed?
I don't think so. Ironically, it was invented as a dancer.
This is a pretty racist film clip. There is not one person of colour in there.
No, actually...
Is it? Look, they're all white.
They are all white.
What a racist.
Let's face it, I reckon there was some sort of Black Panther meet where they're going... all these honkies is fucking doing line dance, man. We ain't gonna do no line dance. That's for white people, nigga.
Yeah, you say to him, like, you're a racist, Alan. Look, you know, you really are. He goes, I've got black friends. I've got black roadies. They're really good at lifting up all the amps. They got good, strong backs.
Dude, let's face it. I'm going to give the whole black...
22 miles.
Actually, I think there was a black dude there, but he was doing something. But anyway...
No, he was just well tanned, man.
I give him some credit. Black dudes don't line dance because it sucks balls, and they can pick up chicks. He's fucking dancing with a watermelon, you fuck. What the hell is the point of that?
Well, there's a hole on the bottom of the watermelon. He wasn't really dancing.
He was dancing, but only with his hips. Oh, no. Oh, man. There's a reason why black people ain't line dancing. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, this is looking pretty bad. I'm ashamed to be white trash.
There are some hot chicks in the background there, though. But
yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Amy. I'm alive. I think they asked the Asian dudes, too.
They didn't really get many fatties applying for this, apparently.
Thank fuck.
Yeah, they're racist and bodiest.
Yeah. A bodiest I can stand, but, you know. They're Sibianist, because they refuse to use a Sibian. But they probably asked the Asians as well. Do you want to be part of our big line dance? Oh, fuck off! Nah, fuck you! We have all hot Asian chicks and not line dance!
Good times are gone.
I know he's got senior citizens dancing. Yeah, you're right. This is... Fuck, I agree with you, Wayne. This is racist. There ain't no representation of anyone but fucking...
This, I don't like him just because he's a racist prick. I'm going to get on his blog and call him a fucking racist. You know how Jesse Jackson...
Actually, there was a black chick in the video there. I swear to God.
One? Was that a mistake?
Yeah.
They didn't screen her.
She probably thought it was a Kentucky Fried Chicken ad. As I've been looking at my resume. Oh, now they got the fiddle. What a fucking load of shit.
She's hot.
Yeah, she shaped right off. There's a black
chick. There's a black girl. But where's the black boys?
But she wasn't really... Now she was sexist. Doing proper dancing.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right, now there is... Okay, there are some hot white chicks. They just usually have shotguns and a 12-pack of Bud. Oh, get off.
What's that?
There are a bunch of soldiers dancing.
He's... Suck my fat. Good titties.
Oh, there's some black dudes. Alright, he's not completely racist, he's just 98% racist.
But these black ones are being typecast to be drunken bums in a bar.
Yeah. I think we're not going to get many more hot chicks. Oh, hang on. Oh, spoke too soon.
Yeah. You know how this week Jesse Jackson was caught off camera calling blacks niggers?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they're waiting, and he did this big apology.
Oh, man, that's amazing,
Well, what a two-faced person.
Oh, it's not two-faced, it's just...
Well, he's the one who brings down the man whenever anyone says... You know, Kramer out of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Like Jesse Jackson, he was the one who, when Kramer was saying the thing about the niggers and stuff, like as part of his comedy act, he was the one who vindicated him and made him, you know, not get a job for ages.
Oh, in that case, yeah, I agree with what you're saying. I don't know, it's just, it's all circumstantial and contextual, that shit.
Yeah, well, was it Eazy-E who said, "Don't call me nigger"?
Oh, that was Ice-T did that, fucking Public Enemy did that song. Yo, nigger! It's kind of like, fuck, man, it's what you make it.
Yo, nigger. Yo, nigger.
So I don't care what you are, because I'm a capital N-A-G-G-E-R, I'm a nigger.
Yeah, N-A-G-G-E-R, nigger.
It's all about fucking what people want to call themselves. It's self-determination. That's not racism.
I don't even know what the word actually means.
We've got on this whole fucking Sydney Poitier, like, racism thing. I mean, all right. I agree with you, this video is racist because...
Now he drives up in a white stallion.
Yeah, in a white Thunderbird.
Yeah. With a white chick.
Shit, yeah, he's a
wearing
fucking...
a white top and a white cowboy hat. Mate, you're a racist. Clan, yeah.
I mean, the South must be 50% black. I reckon there was like... We wouldn't have run out of fingers counting the black people in that.
There's four.
We're all for the brothers and especially the hot black chicks.
Yeah, well, Rihanna's on our wank bank. We're fine there.
Our wank bank is colorblind people. Before you go writing in going, "Oh, they said nigger 10 times, they're racist." fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off, you white hating person.
Go back to your Ku Klux Klan meetings, you cunts. We know our heart's in the right place, and we'll take any girls in our Sibian. Our Sibian
damn straight.
Is opaque. It's just a clear fucking dildo with a big old metal rod going through it.
Emails come along.
And if you get any hot Asian chicks, Mongol chicks can be pretty hot actually. Bring them along.
Mongoloid or Mongolian?
Bit of both actually.
I bet. You got your cheeky little grin there. Both. Are you telling me something you don't know? Is this a new breed? The Mongoloid Mongolian chicks.
Oh, look
on a Symbian.
They'll probably just go, "Oh, we had these back in the 1100s. Genghis Khan invented them." But we saw this, the Genghis movie. It was fucking awesome. And
I loved it too. Yeah. I saw it at Kino Dendi the other day.
Oh, man, his princess was so unbelievably hot. So, yeah, you know, I think, oh, fuck, let's move on, shall we?
Yeah, I saw it with Bev. It was fucking great. Just sat there the whole time was just, some of those movies, even though it's a first part out of three, can't wait for the other two.
Oh, yeah, the movie Genghis is in our wank bank. Anyway, moving on. This is Blake Shelton, number one.
And this is our last one.
Yep. Now, what do you reckon you'll mention a pickup truck in the first 5 seconds, yeah?
Yeah.
That's your test, Blake Shelton. On with the show. Blake Shelton, home.
He's really
got a
quiet
passport. That's a bit fucking strange. I've never seen a country and western singer that actually wanted to leave the fucking country.
Well, after he released this, I think he was run out.
Yeah.
I want you to go home too. I want you to
He's
go home
Paris?
And commit suicide, motherfucker.
You see him going through, you know...
Blake Shelton. Every Blake I've met has been a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
And this guy is no different.
I think I'm with you on that, but can you imagine him going through French customs?
I can imagine him going through French customs, eating some freedom fries and getting fisted.
Do you want pommes frites, monsieur? I want freedom fries. We don't have no French fries where I'm from. This is completely without premise, all right. What the fuck is it? Have you ever heard of a country and western singer playing in Paris?
I don't know, maybe. No, I haven't.
It's without precedent because you're shit, mate, and the French don't want you.
Yeah, why? Why is he there? Airplane, he's no DJ Soler.
Yeah.
Yeah, my friend Effie has
this Western Effie. Ask about you.
Has this French guy that she listens to, DJ Soler, and it's pretty cool.
Is his band called
Tripped Out Electronic Music?
Cool.
I think you'd dig it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's original.
I dig it more than Blake fucking Shelton.
This guy is boring.
What's that chick with a shotgun and a shovel and a 12-pack of... We fucking so need her around. Yeah. She's going right out. I mean, what happens in the world when chicks have got 12-gauge shotties and a 12-pack of Bud, and this guy is sitting in a hotel room in France pondering like some wretched R&B
fucking
singer?
And it's so boring. There's no feeling. There's no heart.
I mean, where's he going to park his pickup next to the Eiffel Tower? It just doesn't fucking work. I know he's in San Francisco. Yeah, right.
Yeah, how's this Miranda Lambert? She's got a T-shirt on her biography that says, "I rode the bull at Shally's."
We need to make a T-shirt that says, "I rode the Sibian and fucking billboard him."
That would be cool. If you can make T-shirts out there and you can give us a hand, that would be a pretty kick-ass T-shirt.
Any designers and... All right, so anyone wants to help with vegetables, anyone that wants to help with shirts, and most importantly, if you are a sales rep for Sibian, call us. We want that endorsement.
We want it.
Yeah, we can do shit that Howard Stern can't, baby. Yeah,
we're going to be pushing this, pardon the pun, as far as we can.
More stroking. Yeah.
Well, that's about it for the country charts. It was pretty sad.
How does this
It does make you feel a little bit depressed listening to that. The second most depressing song on the chart was the third one. What was it? Alan Jackson. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, if you don't mention a pick up the first
Keith
5
Anderson,
seconds.
That's right, that one. We only listened to 20 seconds of that.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
Well, little Wayne, yeah.
Another week gone. Mm. Next week, what are we going to do?
Dude, I think we got to really apply ourselves and look for that death metal charter.
Yeah,
dance
let's do it. We're actually going to do some research before, I think, and find a total killer black metal chart.
Oh, yeah, dude, I was like, I got really bored at work and I found like all these auditions for like Austrian Idol.
Yeah.
And these guys came on dressed up like Euronymous from this Norwegian black metal band. And, and the judges are just looking like,
what do we do here?
Yeah. It was, there's so many of them. But yeah, we'll try and find something cool. Hey, we've got our Facebook fucking fan page happening.
Yeah, we do.
If you want to comment on shit, and Wayne's going to put up a comments function on our fucking website thing.
Yeah, it should be up today.
Yeah. Awesome. So suggest stuff, flame us, you know, defile us, talk about the Sibian, send us pictures of your mums, do whatever you want, but, you know.
Do whatever you want, apart from call us racist, because we will rip you a new asshole, because we,
And paint it black, because that's the way we like
we'll
it.
We'll paint it black.
Just to be ironic. But, hey, let's just end the charts. We're looking at what was going on 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I bet Kenny Chesney was just barely a fucking loaded beer can in the back of his dad's pickup truck. Fuck, I love that Miranda chick with guns.
Yeah,
Lambert. So hot.
Oh, wow. It is U2's Zooropa.
No way, man.
Yeah, 15 years ago.
15 years ago.
In 93.
Fuck me. There you go. If
Barbara Streisand was there. Janet Jackson with Janet.
And Billy Ray Cyrus at number five. Oh,
let's listen to that.
Oh,
it,
dude.
It won't be the last. Pull that up. See if we can find the YouTube.
I just can't do it. I'm sorry, man. I really can't.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah, I think that's
done.
Bad enough.
Stone Temple Pilots are in there too.
Oh, that was cool.
Dr. Dre, The Chronic, still in the charts. Wow.
Last Action Hero. That was one of the biggest flops in metal history.
Yeah.
At number nine, the Last Action Hero soundtrack.
It was an all right movie, though.
Yeah.
There was the one where the guy did the roids and he went out in the gridiron game and he was just like smashed off his nut on rehypnols.
Nice. But people say we talk for too fucking long, Wayne, so we're going to wrap it up now.
We're wrapping up.
All right, so warm up your Sibians for next week, people. Catch us
later.
Oh, cool. I had fun.
Yeah.
The rest of the people there counts anyway. That was cool.